Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry is on the line. Good chilly morning to you, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. This is the kind of mornings where we dream about, you know, this is the kind of morning we want, where we have get outside and it really hits us with the cold and the wind. And within seconds, we are very much awake. So anyway, this whole week has been quite an outstanding week that would certainly make us to sit up and take note. We have in November, we always go through a change, and the change usually leads to the freeze up, and the freeze up is going on right now. It is certainly not complete, but it is going on right now, and I watched quite a progression. Before the week, a week ago, the temperature for the whole month of November up to that time was 40 degrees, considerably warmer than normal. This past week, the average temperature for the week was 25, and that, of course, brought down everything and caused quite a change. I thought the progression was just amazing. November 22, a week ago, I did my walking around here. I saw no ice on pond, swamp, or lake. Next day, November 23, I saw ice on pond. November 24, I saw ice covering the swamp. November 25, I went to visit a larger pond, and that was about half full of ice. That was also the day where we got some snow. Weather Service in Duluth recorded 3.5 inches of snow. At my house, I think it was maybe about half that. November 26, we got more cold weather, and the swamp that had an ice cover now had snow on that ice. Certainly a good place to look for animal tracks, but they were a little leery to come out on it. The lake that I visited had ice only around the edge. November 27, that lake I visited a bay, and the bay had more ice, but still not covered. November 28, I visited another lake that was completely covered with ice. November 29, this morning, I went back to our Gar Lake nearby, and thanks to the wind, there was still a lot of open water. So the freeze-up has not completed yet, but it is definitely going on. What a fascinating week to see the changes. Really interesting. We are ending up the wonderful month of November now. Despite the cold weather that we have now, we're still going to end up with an average temperature of above normal. Right now, it's in the area somewhere of 5 to 6 degrees above normal, thanks to the earlier temperatures. And we still haven't had any sub-zero or even less than 10 degrees. Now, that could change tonight. Forecasters are saying we could definitely hit down there. Precipitation-wise, though, yes, we were considerably above normal, about an inch above normal. Now, this is trying to offset the earlier conditions where we were far below normal, and for the entire year, we are still 3 inches below normal. But once again, that could be changing, so we'll have to see what happens as we get further along. The days continue to get shorter, and we're entering a really interesting time. In about 1 week, we will reach December 7, and from December 7 to December 14, we go through an interesting time where it's the earliest sunsets of the whole year. It is about 4:20, the sunsets. Now, that is interesting because as we progress further along and to reach the winter solstice, which is December 21, we will actually start having sunsets at a later date during when we reach the winter solstice. So it's an interesting time. That's coming up, the December 7th, the earliest sunsets of the whole year. In addition to that, we are now at the waning crescent moon, virtually a new moon, and which means when you get out on a clear night, it's outstanding viewing. We also went through another period of time. We went through another change. I've been talking earlier about what I call Autwin, AUTWIN, the interlude between the leaf falling from the trees and the snow covering the ground. And the leaf drop was somewhere around October 20. Well, I think we got a snow this week. The snow that came on the 25th was pretty much going to stay. And with these temperatures, pictures, it probably will stay. So I consider that the beginning of the lasting snow and the end of Otwin. So Otwin was about a month this year, which was really, really terrific. It's a wonderful time. Bird-wise, Hawk Ridge continues their counting today and tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the last day. And what's been going on this whole last week has been some pretty large raptors, bald eagles, golden eagles, red-tailed hawks, and rough-leg hawks. It's mostly bald eagles and rough-leg hawks, but the other ones have been showing up too. It's been an interesting year for golden eagles. It was a record-setting. That just happened just this week, the record-setting of number of golden eagles counted at Hawk Ridge. There's been lots of bald eagles, over 6,000 of them. Rough legs were over 800, red tails over 4,500, so there's plenty of those raptors. But like I've said before, what I really enjoy is that they count other things, the non-raptors as well. Geese, swans. Swans have been interesting this week, tundra swans. I have seen a couple of really large flocks of tundra swans. They nest way up north in the tundra, and then they migrate south, an interesting migration. They go to Chesapeake Bay, but on the way to Chesapeake Bay, they'll fly right over here, and sometimes they will stop. And I did see a flock that was in the water, but most of them were flying. Mergansers, ducks, robins, and various kinds of finches, purple finches, gold finches, pine siskins, crossbills, both red crossbill and white wing crossbill, and the red poles. Red poles have been counted in the hundreds, perhaps even in the thousands. I have yet to see them, and as I said last time, the red poles, when they come down here from the far north, will feed mostly in the seeds of alders and birch. It's only later they decide to go to bird feeders. Usually I expect them about the first of the year. I did have some good birds at the bird feeder this week. 7 kinds on one day. That was 3 kinds of woodpeckers, downy, hairy, and red belly. Also chickadee, white-breast nuthatch, and blue jay, and then the turkeys. The turkeys showed up, and they are interesting. They're hanging around, and they will certainly take advantage of the bird feeder as much as they can. In the world of mammals, with this snow cover, it opened up a whole new world, and that is getting out and taking a look at animal tracks. Animal tracks in the snow are fantastic. It's almost like reading a daily newspaper. It is so terrific. A good example is right here this morning. The Weather Service recorded yesterday, Thanksgiving Day, the Weather Service recorded about 1 inch of snow had fallen in Duluth. At my house, it maybe was a little less, but we did get new snow. Well, that new snow covered the tracks that were out there yesterday morning. So everything I saw this morning on my walk was brand new. And as often happens, I never saw the critter that made the tracks. But nevertheless, it left its messages there to let me know it was here. Squirrels, shrew, deer, mice, fox, coyote, hare, turkey have all been leaving tracks, and I'm sure there'd be a few more soon. Also this week, we had the arrival of the flying squirrels. Flying squirrels are interesting. They are a lot more common around here than most people think. They live mostly in fairly large deciduous trees. There's been studies done recently about, do we have the northern or southern flying squirrels here? Formerly, we had both, but it looks like now the southern ones are pretty much taking over. Anyway, they will start to show up at the bird feeder, and I looked outside after dark. They're 100% nocturnal. I looked outside after dark one day this week, and I saw some out there, so I went out and put some food on the bird feeder, and sure enough, as many as 8 showed up. They're quite gregarious. They're very interesting to watch. They don't, of course, fly. What they do is they glide from one tree to another, and they do this in the darkness. They're just really interesting critters to watch. And, of course, in addition to that, the owls, the barred owls, and the great horned owls continue to add their parts. The crows and ravens continue to add their parts. So there is plenty going on as we reach now the end of November. So I would say enjoy it and have a good week. So take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. That was Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.